I need to get you one day, Miss Jess, to sit down with Wish You Were Here, and then I'll give you Dark Side of the Moon, and you've got to just drop the needle and play both albums all the way through. Can you do that for me?
You reckon?
I'm absolutely reckon.
Look, I might. What's in it for me, though?
Music appreciation, and you'll come out of the hole.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna. I've got enough of that.
You'll come out of it,
Britney. Britney Spears, two words.
Jesus,
I have her. She is all I need.
By the way,
see, you're speechless. You're speechless.
Not that any of not one person listening to me this morning, us this morning, gives a rat's about Britney. Mm-hmm. I don't think, but I'm willing. I'm willing to be proven wrong.
Pop icon. Changed the industry.
What's the latest with her and her dad? Is she allowed to control her own money now? And has she got married again? What's going on?
She's not allowed to get married.
You see, I read New Idea.
Put the kettle on. What do you need to know?
You see, I read New Idea. No, don't worry about it. No one cares.
Oh, does that magazine still exist?
I have no idea.
Let's hope not. Oh, dear.
She's a bit of a mess, is the old Britney. I feel very sorry for her.
No, she's not a mess. It's her dad, mate. The conservatorship is crazy.
Okay, no one cares.
Our laws here are very different. No one cares. I know.
Why don't we talk about the Deltones while we're here? Why don't we talk about the Wiggles while we're here? 133353.
I'm offended. We are having some technical difficulties, are we not?
Yeah, and so we're filling This is what we call banter.
This is what we do. This is what we're trying. We're trying to fill in, everyone. Good morning, Australia. This is all we've got.
Stay with us, Australia.
Keep listening, please.
Just stay with us.
How it's going to be. Someone into rock, someone into pop, nothing in common. Try and hang on.
That's it. That's what we do. The Odd Couple. We were talking today about manual drivers versus automatic drivers, and the fact that in Queensland now about 60% of the cars are all automatic, and it's going to increase because electric cars are all automatic. You have been learning on an automatic, but what's happened with your license? I mean, when we first started working together 5 years ago this December, you were on your L's, you felt confident, you were about to get going, you were 25 or 24 turning 25. You're still no closer to driving, are you?
You won't believe this, but I actually had a few professional lessons right before the Delta strain. And I had booked in, and now it's been all shut down for 4 months.
Thank God. You're driving.
Is that the universe telling me just let it go?
I don't think you need to drive. You've got Chad now. Chad's...
No. I drive all the time.
No, you don't.
But with someone next to me, I really enjoy it and I can't wait.
Folks, can I just tell you a story? This is a fair...
Dramatic.
This is a true story, folks. This is a true story. Mm. So shortly after Jess and I started working together, I gave her a lift home, which is a long way out of my way. I'm telling you, a long way out of my way. But I did it because I'm a nice bloke.
Generous, kind.
She could,
once. It was only once.
Twice. I've dropped you twice.
Once.
Twice. Shush.
Mm, we'll see.
It was twice. 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 Jess could not direct me from Triple M here to her home. She didn't know where I had to put the GPS on. She had no idea. You want to know why? Because she gets driven everywhere or catches a bus and daydreams, looks at her phone. Admit it, you could not direct me home.
And I've never needed maps. I mean,
but you couldn't direct me to your home.
Oh, it's also late. You know, we're not working on air for 5.5 hours.
Jess,
six. Come on.
Even pigeons, after racing 5,000 kilometres, know how to go home.
Look, directions aren't for everyone, all right? I have other skill sets.
What?
Oh, well, pop culture.
Britney.
It's very important.
Britney.
I enjoy Seinfeld. I like The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. 133353. And I bet you liked The Wiggles when you were younger, didn't you?
Loved them. Saw them live.
See, there you go. Saw them live. 133.
In the flesh.
133. Okay, well, I've run out of things to talk to you about.
That's it. That's it from us.
We'll come back a little bit later. I did speak to Dr. Brad McKay late last night about the myths surrounding the vaccine. I'll play that a little bit later this morning.
I have a question for you.
Go.
Just coming back to the New Idea, No Idea magazine.
Yes.
Have you ever bought magazines? Do people still buy them? Are they still going?
That's a very good point. I do. And I only buy one magazine. I buy two. I buy Wheels and I buy Unique Cars.
I didn't know this about you. I can't believe you're allowed. Your missus is...
No, I know.
Doesn't let you buy many things. How is this a monthly subscription? Does it get delivered?
No. At the moment, I'm buying them loose from the supermarket. But she did, for my birthday 4 years ago, get me a 12-month subscription to Unique Cars. And it arrived in our letterbox every month with inside some plastic. That ran out. She never renewed it. But she was allowing me one magazine a month. I came home with two one day. I came home with Unique Cars and Wheels. No, it might have been Street Machine, one of them. And she said, "Oh, you're buying two magazines now."
Idiot. Why didn't you hide it?
Because, well, I don't know.
Foolish. Why don't you read them? This is what I used to do when I was a teenager, reading all the, you know, teenage magazines, Dolly and Girlfriend. I just used to read them in the aisles and put it back. Why don't you do that?
Now, that was an issue that we talked about once. Is that stealing? Don't bother calling now. I'll let you know when to call. But
don't call. The system's falling apart.
But here's a fair dinkum question. Jess picks up the magazines and reads them while she's going up and down the shopping aisle. And then when she gets to the checkout, she puts them back. She doesn't pay for them. Is that stealing?
10 years ago.
Is that stealing?
Looking back, you know, probably is.
Yeah, it is. I wonder how news agents feel about people coming in, reading the magazines and putting them back and walking out.
I feel like most places have security now. I've noticed going shopping that there's people walking around and watching you and there's security. Never used to be.
But if you put the magazine back and you haven't left the store, it's not stealing, technically.
No, but can they say something? Can a security guard ring us when we're functioning again and let us know? Can you pull someone up for that?
Yeah, we'll let you know when you can ring. All right. So I guess getting back to your driver's license, my advice to you 5 years ago was get your license. I'll help you. I was even going to take you for a lesson, but not in my car. Mm. I was going to take you for...
Understandable.
I was going to take you in your dad's car. I've changed my mind. I've 100% done a 180. I don't think you ever need to drive because Chad's been with you for a while and he hasn't dumped you a second time yet. So...
No.
I think Chad's probably a keeper. He's got a lovely car. He doesn't mind driving. And you're an expert at Ubering. You've got this enormous disposable income because you have no bills because you live to...
You make me sound like a brat. Reel it in.
You have this enormous disposable income because you live at home and you'd have absolutely no bills. I don't charge you rent. So what I'm saying is I'm doing you a favour. Just Uber everywhere, and then when you have to go on a road trip, Chad will drive, and you will just tell him how to drive.
Thank you for telling me how to live my life.
You're welcome. It's what I'm here for. This is the night shift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.